Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
We're back here. It is Thursday. Boy, oh boy, what a morning it is. Thursday, October the 26th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour here on WGH Talk. Hope everybody can hear us. If you can hear us, give me a call, 740-751-4038. Holy moly, what a technical difficulty that was. I looked over to unmute the button, which gets me back on the air, and I saw that that button had disappeared. So I thought, uh-oh, we might have some trouble here. All right, can you hear me okay? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hope you can hear me at this particular point. Don't know what that little hiccup was about, but we worked through our little hiccups here at WGH Talk. You know, connection is such an important part of doing this. Uh-oh, hold on. Okay, can you hear me now? Perfectly. Had to change another little setting. All right. If you can hear me okay, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Little technical problem, but we got it cleared up within 2 minutes there, so I feel like a happy person this morning. 2 minutes, we got it cleared up. Holy moly. We thank Superintendent River Valley School District, Adam Wickham, for joining us in hour number one. What an informative interview that was. I found that very informative, very interesting. You know, a lot of people look at these bond and levy issues, and they really don't know what they're all about. And I think that when you know what's going on, you just are in a much better position on the whole to solve or vote. Let's put it that way. An informed voter is a good voter. All right. Again, can everybody hear me okay now? I think we got our issues worked out. Okay. I'm getting a message here from Mary. Coming through loud and clear. Well, thank you, Mary. Boy, technical difficulties. 740-751-4038. Okay. I think we're up and running here again. Did everybody enjoy the interview with Adam Wickham there? I don't know that I've ever, I'm sure I have met Adam, but I don't know that we've ever done an interview. Maybe we have, but it's certainly been a while, and I found him very concise in his answers, and the people of River Valley are going to do what they're going to do. So, did you enjoy that? Did it help you decide anything? That's really my question this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, let's run down the list here of stuff quickly, and then we've got a lot to talk about here this morning. Kids' Night Out, it's right around the corner at Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. We will have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids that they have. Again, that's Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. They're going to have cookie decorating and all kinds of interesting stuff. Of course, candy there on Monday night. Dinner with the Presidents coming up Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing, $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. Speaking presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, and Harry Truman. So that's the rundown. First Ladies Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower will also be a part of that. Master of Ceremonies, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943, and Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Now, you were supposed to have purchased your ticket by October the 18th, but obviously that has passed. So give the Historical Society a call if you would like a ticket and see what they can do for you. 740-387-4255. November the 4th, dinner with the presidents in Waldo. Okay, tomorrow here at the station, it's less than 24 hours away. Well, about 24 hours away. I'm very excited. We're going to celebrate Halloween tomorrow. First time we've ever done this with our friend Bob Welsh for Halloween. We will have pumpkin pizza tomorrow morning in the studio. Pumpkin pizza. What other station does this? Pumpkin pizza. We will have a kitty pizza. Now, see, for a long time, I thought this was going to be a Butterfinger pizza, but it's a sugar cookie pizza, I think is what we learned yesterday, which is perfectly fine. That sounds good as well, because our friend Matt does not like pizza for whatever reason. And then we're going to have a surprise involving Big Feet. Now, does anybody on Earth have any idea what that means? Bob says once it comes in, I'll know. I don't know. Is he getting me a new pair of, like, Chuck Taylors or imitation Chuck Taylors? I love those things. Is that what it's about? Is he saying I have big feet and he's going to get me a new pair of shoes? You never know. I'm fascinated by it, though. And it'll be great to have Bob, and I believe Eric is coming with him tomorrow, in the studio starting at 10 o'clock. We've got a whole host of programming tomorrow, by the way. We've got, of course, myself, Sean Kraft, and Matt Morgan starting at 8:15 a.m. That is, of course, if Matt and Sean's alarms go off. 9 a.m., Pastor Whitaker. We've got 10 a.m., Bob Welsh will be with us, Matt, Sean, and myself. 11 a.m., Pastor Craig will be on. 12, we've got the whole gang tomorrow, and it's going to be a full house, which will be a lot of fun. Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, myself, and Bob Welsh and Eric and all the pizza fun for Exchange Club. And then at 1 o'clock, study his word with Pastor Craig, which was a great show last week. It returned last week, and I'm glad it's going to be there on a continuing basis. Great in your interview last week in regard to homeschooling. And then tomorrow night, we have Carrington, myself, Sean, and Matt from 8:15 to 10 p.m., Friday Night Live. So that's where we are for tomorrow, the big pumpkin celebration. Now, I don't have a succulent. That's all I'm going to say at this point. I have no succulent. What more can you say? Tonight, I actually do have a free night. I was busy again last night. I'm going to try to order the Studebaker radio tomorrow. So you can stop hearing me complain about this day after day after day, because hopefully tomorrow I will be able to say, yes, I have ordered that Studebaker radio, and it is on the way to my house. Now, fruitcakes are on sale, and people seem to be interested in this. I've put it on Facebook, and boy, people love their fruitcakes. So there you go. All right, I think we're getting a call here. Maybe this will be some. Well, I think this is a telemarketer. We're getting a telemarketer call on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, can I speak to the person responsible for the credit card processing, please?
Actually, nobody's here. Credit card processing. Now, let me get my credit card processor out. Well, there you go. What can you do? Okay, I think we're in Indian summer right now. Possibly we'll have record-breaking temperatures today. Looks like Indian summer is upon us for a couple more days, since we had the first frost on Monday, 10/23/23. Okay, what else do we need to talk about here? Well, the River Valley Levy, I hope we informed people this morning. If we did, let us know, 740-751-4038. Last night, we had a tremendous time at the studio. I was with Matt and Carrington and Sean, and we just had a lot of fun, to be honest. It's always great getting together with them, and you know, I really can't say much more about what happened last night, but there'll be some pictures out later on today and video of what went on last night at the WGH studios. What an interesting time we had, to say the least. It's kind of hard to explain at this point, except that we did have fun. And that's what's good about the group here. We have a lot of fun together. That is for sure. Okay. Let's see here. Well, you know, I saw something last night. Now, we've been talking about the auditor, and we've been talking about the mayor pretty much all this week. And I saw a campaign ad last night on Facebook. Now, this is for Ayers Ratliff, and I found this interesting. Now, this is the ad that ran on Facebook yesterday. Keep Ratliff, Second Ward City Council, with an incompetent city auditor. We need an experienced city councilman. So that is his slogan. And Ayers has been in there for quite a while. But his slogan on, and I don't know if this will go any further than social media, but the slogan that he's using for re-election, with an incompetent city auditor, we need an experienced city councilman. Now, do you think that's a good or bad thing? And certainly everybody can have their feelings on this, but is that, do you think that helps or hurts Ayers in his re-election campaign coming up November the 7th? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, sometimes these things can work for you, and sometimes these things can work against you. And I read that last night, and my immediate thought was, you know, I don't know if that's going to work for him or if that's going to work against him. I don't know. I don't know exactly how that plays. But if anybody has any thoughts, let me know. 740-751-4038. Or if you've gotten a chance to listen to the interview with the mayor from Tuesday, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, or the interviews we had with Glenn Coble, Miranda McGinnis, Ayers Ratliff on Tuesday. If you've had a chance to listen to any or all of that or want to comment on it, let me know. The mayor certainly had some interesting things to say on Tuesday. Certainly we've heard from Miranda. Certainly we've heard from Ayers. Certainly we've heard from Glenn. What do you make of this whole kerfluffle here in town, now resulting in a campaign ad that the slogan is, with an incompetent city auditor, we need an experienced city councilman. So there you go, with less than 2 weeks to go before the election. 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything to say about that? But you know what? We've actually got all this local news. We've got the River Valley levy coming up. We've got the issues going on with the auditor. We've got the mayor not returning for another term. We've got a mayoral race. We've got all this stuff going on locally. And what is on the cover of the Marion Star today? There's a vampire, a 28-year-old vampire in Worcester, Ohio. Now, I don't like to knock the Marion Star, but, you know, of all the stories that have been on the front page of the Marion Star in the history of the Marion Star, a 28-year-old vampire from Worcester, Ohio, is on the front page today, and there she is, with fangs and all, on the front page of the paper. You know, if she were a local vampire, I could see it, but, I don't even know what to say about that. My voice is starting to go funny ways. I think it's the allergies. But I'm telling you, if I were doing local news, even if I wasn't doing local news, let's say I didn't have a local story, I don't know that I would pick the girl, the vampire from Worcester, as my front page story. There's just something about that to me. There used to be something about above the fold on the front page of the Marion Star. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? You know, it almost sounds like a Halloween joke. It's not a Halloween joke. It's absolutely true. If you go by the Marion Star paper edition today, there is a picture of a girl dressed as a vampire, 28 years old, in Worcester, Ohio. That's the story. Boy, you know, President Harding might be spinning in his grave. like something from Columbus. I mean, if you couldn't do anything local, something from Columbus. We've got big state issues coming up. I don't know. Does a vampire sell papers? Do you want to read about a 28-year-old vampire in Worcester? Boy, oh boy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that, talking about Ayers Ratliff's ad here on social media? With an incompetent auditor, we need an experienced city councilman. I don't know. Does that help or hurt him? And in regard to the vampire on the front of the paper today, you know, even saying that sounds like a joke. Even as that comes out of my mouth, it sounds like a joke. It sounds like that can't be real. The vampire on the front of the paper in Worcester. Not even a local vampire. You got to drive an hour to see her. I wonder if this girl has a phone number. We might need to call her up. I don't know. Somebody's got to have a thought on the vampire. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know that there are people out there who pay attention and have gotten the Marion Star for years and years and years and years. What do you think about the vampire on the front of the paper? Somebody's got to have something to say here because I'm speechless on this one. I might be rendered speechless on this particular issue. 740-751-4038. Vampire on the front of the paper. Well, I guess it's entertaining. Other than that, I have no idea. Yeah, that's it. That's about all I got here. 740-751-4038. Maybe people like the vampire on the front of the paper. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. You know, I'm starting to think everybody's a little crazy. Have you ever gotten to that point in life where you just think people are a little nuts? I don't know. Our election coverage will start 7:15 p.m. on election night here on WGH. And we're going to have a good time. I can tell you that. We've got a lot of things going on that night. We've got Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections. We've got Pastor Craig at Republican Headquarters. We've got Linda Sims at Democratic Headquarters. Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, Glenn Coble, all live in the studio, and possibly two to three other special guests that you're not going to want to miss. Bill Collins will be calling in that night. It's going to be a big night, to say the least. And maybe we'll have a vampire in the studio that night for election coverage. You got to get a good vampire, or else you're just not having fun. Vampire on the front page of the paper. Well, maybe there'll be some fangs on that pizza tomorrow. Okay. Again, if you have any thoughts on any of this, things going on with the auditor, things going on with the mayor, things going on with the vampire, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know something? This is just a little commentary here, but you know, I'm starting to think that when people have traumatic events in their life, that they are damaged for the rest of their life. Now, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. We had this conversation last night. You know, I don't think they ever get over it, and that's sad. I hope that, I don't know. It's unfortunate. Let's put it that way. We might talk more about this tomorrow because I think that it's a bigger topic. Possibly this vampire might be damaged. This might be a bigger topic than I want to discuss here, but I really think once somebody has a traumatic event in their life, I don't know that they ever fully recover from that. And I think it plays out in their life continuously. I think they try to put on a little bit of a persona, but I don't know if they ever really get past it. And I don't know what the impact on their life ends up being. So it's, you know, It's unfortunate on many levels. 740-751-4038. Okay. Oh, you know what? We had a family feud yesterday that we did not finish out because we were running out of time. We only have one answer left in the category, I believe. Yes, it was named something that might be referred to as a dead end. That was the category. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. We had a street, a road. That was number one. 47 people said a street, a road. A job was number two. 28 people said a job. A relationship was number three. 14 people said a relationship. An argument was number four. 5 people said an argument. Hair was number six. 2 people said hair. But we still have the number 5 answer. Does anybody know what the number 5 answer is? 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. Street or road is number one. Job is number two. Relationship is number three. Argument is number four. And hair is number six. What is the number five answer? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a clue on this morning of technical difficulties, vampires, political ads, the whole kit and caboodle here? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. You know, we got to this point yesterday, and we really just kind of got hung up, unfortunately, and maybe we're still hung up there today. Does anybody know what that final answer might be? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street road is number one, 47 people said that. Job number two, 28 people said that. Relationship number three, 14 people said that. Argument number four, 5 people said an argument. Hair number six, 2 people said hair. What is the missing answer at number five? Does anybody have the missing answer? 740-751-4038. You know, I'm trying to think of a clue, I guess, that I could give here. Well, yesterday we had some guesses that kind of had to do with people, I guess I would say, together. People communicating. Okay, that's a big hint. People communicating. Okay. I guess is what the hint would be. Referred to as a dead end. I guess we could consider this people communicating. Does anybody know what this last dead end thing is? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road was one, job was two, relationship was three, argument was four, hair was six. What is number five on the list? Boy, oh boy. What a place we're at. Go ahead, caller.
Can I give three answers?
Go right ahead.
Well, the thing that came was dead end, like a situation. And if it's not the end, the police always say on a cold case, when they can't solve it, it's a dead end. They don't have a clue or a lead. I'm trying to think of something.
What you just got it. It's a lead. A dead end lead.
It is.
It is.
Well, I thought it would be a clue because I kept thinking, remember the police, they always say, well, it's a cold case. We don't have any leads. It's a dead end.
That's right. Now, what you've got? Do you still get the Marion Star?
No, I don't, because they raised it to like I think $35,
And well, I told him, when I stop it the third time, I got it like over 50 years, I'm not getting it again. Oh. Because you have to deal with the Philippines. And I didn't know my carrier had went on vacation. And so here it started, I wasn't getting it again. In the wintertime and stuff, I'd get it 2 to 3 times a week. And I'd say, well, put the paper with the next day's paper. And they wouldn't do it. And I would call them and call, and I got tired of it. So I quit, and I really don't miss it. I miss that little puzzle I did, and I miss, you know, like if there's something Marion on the front page, and that's about it.
Well, what do you think about a vampire being on the front page? A vampire from Worcester.
Is it for Halloween?
You know, I guess that, well, no. This is, she says she's a real vampire.
Well, she is.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And where's she from?
Worcester.
Is she dressed up or?
On the front page of the paper, yeah. She's got fangs, and she's got a white shirt on, and she's got some kind of different makeup on.
Does she think she really is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she says in her van. This is a quote.
Why don't you?
In her soul, she's a vampire.
But why don't you get. Find her and talk to her.
Yeah, apparently I need to book her on the show. This is Big Marion News.
Yeah. I don't know if you can look him up on the computer. If it's her name, I don't know how people do that stuff.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day that a vampire would be on the front, a vampire from Worcester would be on the front page of the Marion Star?
No, but remember they used to put, like, Christmas time, they'd pick out the best display. And Halloween over there in Fair Park, we always ride, but that yard is just packed full of stuff. And nobody ever takes a picture or puts that in the paper. They used to do stuff like that.
It's certainly a different world, I'll say that. When I saw that the vampire was on the... With all the stuff going on here locally and the vampire made the front page, I thought, well, we're living in a little bit of a different world here, I think.
Yeah. Did they ever put anything from City Council on the front page?
No. Well, we were the only ones at City Council on Monday, so I don't even know how they would have a story.
Oh. Well, I got a question to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
When's your Halloween party?
Oh, my Halloween party?
Yeah, at the station.
Oh, that would be tomorrow morning is when we're having the pizza come in, the pumpkin stuff.
Oh, that's too short a notice. I don't think I can make it.
Oh, well, I know. We like to have everybody at the parties. We're a big open party station now. You know, Thanksgiving is 23 days, you know, not too long away.
Yeah, well, at the side there of your thing, you should have a tent thing and tables and have your party at the side there where you, I guess, throw that fruitcake.
Well, yes, we're headed for the fruitcake toss. So, you know, I imagine right after Halloween, we're probably going to start getting people signed up. That way it'll give people more time this year to register people for that. Because last year, I think we waited till after Thanksgiving. Then it was just 2 weeks. So this year, we'll probably start it right after Halloween. And that way, people will have plenty of time to get people registered.
Yeah, you should put it in the paper. Last time, they didn't put anything much in the paper, did they? I was looking for all the stats, and I didn't see it, I don't think.
Oh, the fruitcake
did
toss?
Did they do a write-up on it?
Last year?
Uh-huh.
I don't think there was a write-up last year for the fruitcake toss. There should have been. It's really Marion's Olympics, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know why there was no write-up last year. You know, maybe if we all dress up as vampires this year, we'll make the front page.
Well, could.
Have you ever? I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. Is this most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life? We've got River Valley levy issues. We've got an auditor who's been called on to resign. We've got city council seats up for election. We're about to elect a mayor, new mayor, for the first time in 16 years. And what's on the front page of the Marion Star? A big color picture of a vampire from Worcester, Ohio.
I wonder if our reporter connected or if they did it from the main office.
No, it's not a local story. It's just a story that's been printed other places. Who is laying that paper out? I mean, I listen, I understand we're all short of staff, but
I would not. I would put something going on down in Columbus. Something not a vampire.
No, you know that band that was over, you had him on the radio? I had written him two letters about the paper, the way I was getting it. The last 3 years has been a mess. And do you know they laid, I guess up there at that State Street, Mary Star, they came back after about a year, and nobody opened them. So I don't know whether a new place moved in there, and they returned them, I guess.
You know, if I knew, if the Marion Star still had an office, I would go down there and straighten them out. I would go down, I'd say, listen.
Somebody would.
I'd say, listen, you cannot have a vampire on the front page. It's not Halloween. It's October 26th. If you want to put a vampire on the front page of the paper, at least wait till the 31st. And, you know, don't we have any local vampires? I'm sure we have a vampire around here somewhere. If we're going to put a vampire on the front page of the paper, we need to put a local one.
Yes.
Do you get the feeling that this show this morning is a little crazy? We started with the River Valley superintendent, and now we're talking about vampires.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to listen to the first part, so...
He was very good. He was very good.
Was he?
Yeah, I found him very good. I thought he described the issues at River Valley very concisely.
Are they allowed to carry guns?
I think one person, my understanding, one person is allowed to at that point.
Yeah, because I thought they were going to this year have them be allowed to carry guns.
So you think I should try to book this vampire?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she's in Worcester.
She's like that lady. She's like that lady you talked to. What's her name?
Oh, Opal.
Yeah.
Well, she's a little younger than Opal. This vampire is only 28.
Oh, well, it'd be interesting.
Maybe I'll invite her in to co-host tomorrow. Maybe we can get her on all day. You know.
Well, close. That'd be good.
Maybe she can bite Matt right on the neck.
Or Sean,
yeah. Ooh, there we go. We'll have a nice little get together too. You know, they used to call that necking, but I don't know what vampires what they call that.
Oh, well, she could just bite everybody.
you gotta tune in tomorrow. We've got pumpkin pizza, we've got a kitty pizza, and something to do with big feet. Some big surprise. I have no idea what that is, and I still haven't got a succulent. You know, I hate to keep harping on that.
How do you spell that?
Succulent?
Wait a minute, yeah?
I believe it's... Now, hold on, let me make sure I have the... Because I don't even really, until recently, I had no idea what it was. So let me get my paper here, because I did write it down correctly. You want to buy some succulents?
No, I'm just... If I can... I can't look... I have that rogue or whatever it is, and I get these little blocks, but I can go on this one thing... And sometimes it'll let me look up a little bit of stuff, but not like a computer.
Succulent is S-U-C-C-U-L-E-N-T.
Well, that just looks like a misspelled word.
No, that's succulent, and apparently they're the hippest thing to have, and of course I don't have one.
Yeah, maybe I'll see if I could get in, because I can't find, you know, I don't get that much on just the TV.
Yeah, but, well, if you get any...
I get a little block.
If you get any succulent information or vampire information from Worcester, let me know.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Vampires and succulents here this morning on the program. Wow. The River Valley Superintendent. Did you enjoy that? Hour number one this morning. What do you make of what's going on in the city here? The mayor, the auditor, the social media ad that Ayers Ratliff is running here on... I find that fascinating. I don't know if that'll do good or if that'll do bad. I really don't know. Again, the spot on social media that Ayers is running says, keep Ratliff second ward city council with an incompetent city auditor. We need an experienced city councilman. So there you go. I don't know. Does that do somebody good or bad? If anybody's got an opinion, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038.
And if you've got nothing else to do, read about the vampire. Why not? Okay, do we have another category here? Jeez, I'll see if I can book her on the show. We'll have a good time with that. Okay, this is the weirdest. Let's see if I want to even do this one. You know what? I'm not going to do that one because that's a little too strange for me. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's a good category. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. We've got six big answers here. 740-751-4038. 12 minutes left to go. If we can get an answer every 2 minutes, we'll get this one wiped out. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. 740-751-4038. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
School.
School. Yes, number one on the list. You got it. School was number one on the list. Five other answers to go here. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Don't want to offend you, Scott, but let's go for school.
A school is number one on the list. Have you read about the vampire yet? Is that going to be on the news report tomorrow? First story?
Well, it could be if I use my Count Dracula voice. What do you think? Should I just do it with that voice and really add to the effect?
I don't know anymore. What do you make of that? Front page of President Harding's newspaper, Vampire from Worcester.
Well, it's obviously the most important news story of the week. With Halloween approaching, maybe I should do that and really scare all these people.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day.
Now, see, I'm not sure if Adam was doing a vampire there or if he was had, like, hypothermia. I don't know. We'll get that vampire on the news. The news will be, like, 6 minutes tomorrow, all vampire stuff. Okay. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School is number one. Five other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say church.
Church, number two on the list. Did you think Adam was doing Dracula or like he had hypothermia?
Well, I don't know what he was doing. I don't think he did either.
I think a
he
lot
didn't
of people.
Know what he was doing.
A lot of people feel that way. I don't know. Thank you. All right, name some place a teenager complains about having to go. Oh, we're having fun this morning. My goodness. Okay. School number one, church number two, four other answers to go and 9 minutes left to go. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School was number one, 56 people said school. Church was number two, 26 people said church. And then there are four other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Maybe I should convert to vampirism and, you know, I'll get on the front page of the paper. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a doctor or dentist. I don't know if they'd be separate or not.
They're on there together at number four, Dr. Dentist. Dr. Dentist, number four on the list here today. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School, church, Dr. Dentist. Three other answers on the list. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the remaining three answers? School number one, church number two, dentist doctor number four. Three answers left to go, 8 minutes left to go, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about work?
Work is number six on the list. You got it.
Ask Matt that. Now that he's no longer a teenager, maybe he doesn't complain about work anymore. I don't think he ever did, though.
No, Matt's a hard worker. I don't think he ever complained about it.
There's an exception. Yeah, just maybe when you turn 20, do you no longer complain about work? Is that kind of how that works?
Maybe that is. You turn 20 and work's no longer a problem.
It's been so long ago that I was 20, I don't remember. So, all right, see you later.
All right, work, number 6 on the list. Now we're down to 2. Are we going to get the final 2 in 7 minutes? Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School, number 1, church, number 2, dentist, doctor, number 4, and work, number 6. So there are still 2 answered. One was 3, one was 5 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say family gatherings, like with your parents.
Yep, family function, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Family function shows up at number 3 on the list. Now we're down to 1 answer and 7 minutes. Well, we might knock this one right out of the park. We've got 7 minutes and 1 answer left to go. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School, college, church, family function, dentist, doctor, and work. 1 answer left to go. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the final answer? Well, 6 minutes now. 6 minutes. Is anybody going to get that final answer? Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. School number 1, church number 2, family function number 3, dentist doctor number 4, and work number 6. What is the number 5 answer here that will put this category to bed? 740-751-4038. Name some place a teenager complains about having to go. What is the final answer here today?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure how this would be phrased, Scott, but if the kid has a curfew, so to go home, like curfew at 10 or 11 o'clock, have to go back to the house, finishing up a date or whatever he or she is doing, and go back home. Yeah, to do with curfew or going back home?
No curfew, no going back home on the list.
Okay, see you later.
No curfew or going back home on the list. Who's going to snag this last answer? 740-751-4038. All right, let's see what we've got coming in here. I think it's another guess. We can only hope.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get all your answers yet?
No, I did not.
Well, can you run them down for me?
All right, name some place a teenager complains about having to go. We've got school, church, family function, dentist, doctor, and work. 1 answer left.
What about home? Like, if they're hanging out with the boyfriend or girlfriend and the parents say it's time to go home?
Not home. But by the way, have you gotten today's Marian Star and read about the vampire in Worcester?
Dude, you are cracking me up. I was, like, over on the west side driving. And when you said that little ditty about us are so local vampires, I was like, leave it to Scott to just brighten my Thursday morning. And then I started thinking, because my brain never shuts off about, like, you know, going off on tangents and my imagination runs wild. Well, I wanted to ask you, what would you do, like, if you were at, let's say, McDonald's getting your diet soda and she was behind you in line and she decided that she was hungry and bit your neck?
So what you're saying here is I'm at McDonald's getting my large diet soda. And the vampire.
Yeah, let's paint this picture. You don't go through the drive-thru. You're like, actually went in.
Oh, I'm inside.
And you're like in line, and she sees you, and like she just sinks her fangs into your neck. What do you do?
Well, I would say, man, could you sign that right next to the bite? Because you're a celebrity. You were on the front page of the paper. You're a vampire from Worcester.
I mean, does she drink blood? Did you read the interview?
I read the thing. She doesn't drink blood, but her quote is, I'm a vampire in my soul. It's all in the soul.
Well, if you like it, I love it. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Hey, thank you.
All right, name some place a teenager complains about having to go. You know, I don't like the idea of anybody biting me on the neck. You know, whatever. Some people, well, I don't know. Some people are all for that. You know, I no.
biting somebody on the neck. Jeez, Louise. 57 minutes past the hour, let alone this girl. She needs some help with her makeup, I think, on the front page of the paper. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say to bed, because they want to stay up on the computer and all that stuff.
Not to bed. Good guess.
2 minutes left to go. No bed on the list here today. We're having fun. You know, I hope that's what we do with this show. I hope we brighten people's mornings. If we accomplish that, then we've done our duty for the day. I always say there are two things that this show is here to accomplish. Number one, brighten people's morning. Number two, keep the news about vampires going. Because if you can't talk about vampires, if a vampire isn't news, then it shouldn't be on the front page of the Marion Star. So once it's there, I say, man, that's really, I don't know why we care about the auditor or the elections going on or levies or anything like that. Just wipe all that aside. Vampires all day and all night.
Go ahead, caller.
I just got back to the grocery and just turned you on. What's the question?
The question is, a place teenagers don't like to go. But we only have a. Did you get your newspaper with the vampire on the front?
No, I haven't looked. I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, on the front page of the paper today, there's a story about a vampire who lives in Worcester, 28 years old. You know.
Oh my.
If that's not front page material for the Marion Star, we got levies, auditors, mayors, elections, but they've got a vampire from Worcester.
Yeah. Yeah, the city's dire finances should be on the front page.
Well, maybe
every day till they get it settled.
Maybe the vampire's a CPA. She can come sort it out. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Thanks for
bye bye.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout.